Good morning, Eric. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Eric. How you doing?
Absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to talking with you because, man, you really bring a movie to life. I mean, I hope to God that you were really there and that waterfall was as authentic as all can be.
Oh, it was, unfortunately. It was very real.
The mystery is there, and you feel like that we're watching Survivor as well as Naked and Afraid. I mean, you really bring in the drama.
100%. Yeah, and we were really dedicated to filming in a location where you would really, as a viewer, feel a sense of both claustrophobia, perhaps a little bit, being in the bush, but also just fear. You know, it's like, well, what would I do if I was one of these women lost in the bush? Which one of them would I most be like?
Yeah.
You know, whilst also trying to solve the crime. You know, it's a whodunit, but at the same time, it is a survival story.
Wow. Were there rain machines involved or was that all natural?
It was all natural, man. We're just middle of winter. We just, you would hike in the morning early and then we'd hike out at night and we'd just freeze all day and get leached out. Yeah.
How difficult was it to be in the bush? I mean, because, I mean, we all have this fantasy and we've all heard these stories and things about being in the bush, but to physically be there.
Oh, it was amazing. And we got to film in areas that no one's been allowed to film in before. We, you know, presented a good case to the local authorities, and as local filmmakers, they granted us permission. So it's pretty exciting to put that stuff on film, knowing that no one else has been in there with a camera. And it's spectacular. I mean, it's just really beautiful country.
So did you get to sit down with Robert Connolly? Because he says this is pretty much what his childhood was about.
Yeah, so he grew up in the bush, and I know these areas as well, but more from a motorcyclist perspective. I spend a lot of time in this part of the world when I'm at home, so I do know it really, really well. But I'm not usually walking around in the rain, that's for sure.
Yeah. I'm a big tree hugger. I live in a forest, and I got to be honest with you, man. I mean, did you feel anything spiritual happening when you were there?
Oh, always. Yeah. Always. And I'm with you. Like, I live near the water, but I'll take a tree view over a water view any day. Absolutely.
Because I'm a firm believer that trees speak. And I just always want to be with a director or a writer and just say, did you hear that? Did you feel that? Are you going to change anything? Because that tree says we're doing something right or wrong here.
I agree. You got to listen.
Yeah. Making that transition to become that director, that all of a sudden you're in the movie business side of the business.
Yeah, I guess so. So Rob and I work really closely together. He's my producing partner and the director of the film. And we've shared an office together for a long time, but we love it. You know, it's like we've done quite a few films together now, and it's exciting to be able to make films at home and travel them around the world.
Wouldn't you say that this is a theater movie in the way that the best way to experience it is to be right there in your seat at a theater eating the popcorn?
100%. Yeah, we make these films with an eye towards people seeing them on the big screen if possible.
Yeah.
And we make all the, you know, relative lens choices and so forth to try and get that scope on the big screen.
How did you deal with nature? I mean, because they always say that, you know, when you can't really film a movie on a boat, so how can you film a movie inside, you know, the bush itself? Does it get in the way?
It definitely presented challenges, but we knew that going in. I think that the one of the biggest challenges we had here was just natural light. You know, shooting in winter, the days are quite short. There's a lot of steep terrain. I remember our safety officer saying at the beginning, there's really nothing I can do for anyone, so just look after yourselves. You know, it's a long piggyback out of the bush if you roll an ankle or break a leg or something. So yeah, it was definitely everyone looking out for each other.
I was wondering how that was going to work, like, you know, because these days, you know, the intimacy coordinators have to be there, and you've got to prepare those actors for it. I was wondering if they were going a little crazy about this.
We just to be really careful.
Yeah.
We did lose some people along the way. You know, we definitely did lose crew to scrapes and bumps and stuff, but we got there in the end.
How did you deal with the atmosphere of the insects and the animals and things like that? Because, I mean, because if I were there, I would be slapping my arm, getting those bugs off me at all times, and that can't go on the film.
Oh, I know. Well, where we filmed that time of year, the forest is full of leeches.
Yeah.
Right. So that was a daily occurrence. Burning and using salt and picking leeches off each other. I know it sounds disgusting, but that was just a part of it.
Yeah. Every movie gives you a new lesson in life to learn. What did you pick up in doing this?
You cannot spend enough money on waterproof gear. You really cannot spend too much money, and then and the crews that were that had the best gear were the ones in the best shape. There's no doubt about it. They got their money's worth out of it.
How did you bring so much emotion to that screen? Because I mean, it's almost like they were truly living it.
Yeah, well, a lot of it's just, you know, you're trying to get on the screen what's on the page from the book, you know, and so in terms of the adaptation, just trying to be true to that. And the writing, Jane Harper's novels, they're so popular. They're such great books, both the first one, The Dry, which was a phenomenon, and this one, Force of Nature. She's just such a great author. And so we're just really trying to do the best job of you know, adapting those books.
See, I love that. I love that when words on a page can become moving pictures. To me, that is the journey, and it's like a goal to be able to witness that.
Yeah, and if you're a fan of the original material, it just makes you know, like more protective of that as well.
Yeah, yeah. Where can people go to find out more about what you're doing, Eric? Because I mean, my God, I mean, you're really doing some good stuff.
So this film comes out on Friday. Yep. So hopefully people can find it. And I'm just hard at work on developing the next thing right now. So there'll be something else coming your way later this year and next year.
I love it, man. Please come back to the show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you, Eric.
Thanks, Aaron. Nice to talk to you.
Well, you be brilliant today, okay?
I'll try.